This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Just starting to believe a little bit. Well, Hoylett's got the better of Buxton. Puts it into an area. Keogh! Zamora! Unbelievable! From the very brink of elimination, Bobby Zamora has surely scored another playoff winner.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the W12 podcast. We're on episode 11. We haven't done one for a couple of weeks, actually, due to work commitments. So lots to get through and lots of good stuff, actually. So we'll be looking forward to it. Who have we got on today, then? So we got Dunk. How we doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. All good, you?
Yep, all good. Keeping up your 100% attendance?
Yes. That's it. Just call me Johan Barbe, Mr. Consistency.
I've got someone on that later that I want to talk to you about. Ollie, how are you, mate?
Up yeah, the all good, mate. All good.
How's up the arse going, mate?
Yeah, mate. Building back up. Doing well. 10 off 1.8 now, so.
You need to have taken us in about a month. Fair play, mate. Fair play. And we got Pot Noodle Lad Bradley. How are you, mate?
What, boys? Good to be back. How is everyone?
How's everyone's day today?
Good.
Busy.
Yeah, all good. Right, let's get stuck in then. So, what should we... Derby. We've got to reflect on Derby. Brad, tell me your views, mate.
Well, what a time to be alive, eh? Being a Rangers fan. Third in the table. Two absolute worldies. Beating Derby. Charlie Austin's little action he did. Just everything. I mean... We played the first half. I didn't think we was the best, but I still think we had more possession. Just didn't do much for me. But the second half, we were superb, weren't we? We come out and we just played. We just showed Derby what we're about. And just think we were brilliant, you know. Third, so just keep it up.
Ollie, what do you think, mate?
I think, you know, when we started, I thought we were really slow and sluggish, but. You know, again, it's classic Rangers, concede a goal and then completely turn the game over again. I thought we were excellent. I thought there were times where we spent a bit too much time passing the ball about slowly and the tempo wasn't great, but we picked it up in the air. I thought we well deservedly getting that win because we were the better team for a good 70 odd minutes in that game. Fully deserved.
I actually thought the first half, I didn't think we played too bad. I mean, we started really slowly, didn't we? And the first 10 minutes, we just didn't get going. I think Derby came out and they had that chance, didn't they? Then the goal. But other than that, we didn't do anything else, did they? I actually think that they scored too early, if that makes sense. It kind of, do you remember West Brom when we scored really early and it kind of, it was a bad thing because we then sat back and we were defending for like 60, 70 minutes. And then do you know what I mean? And then we got tired. I just think when they scored, they just sat back, didn't they? And they just sat back another 5 yards. They didn't play with a striker. And I thought we played the ball around nice. We just couldn't, there just wasn't much space, was there? They played quite narrow and Wallace and Adoma got a lot of the ball and they weren't really doing too much. Willick and Chair couldn't find any space. But the second half, I mean, we just turned it on, didn't we? I don't know if you saw Rooney's. Did you see Rooney's post-match interview? Did anyone see it?
Yeah, I seen it. He was quite. I thought he was quite dull in that. He just said, "Yeah, it was, didn't he? That we were a better team."
Well, he said he waited at half time and told the players that they were going to lose if they kept going the way they were going. He wasn't happy, which I thought was a bit harsh because I thought they were okay. But they certainly didn't give us much of opportunities. But he was quite bullish and said, "Oh, like, you know, they're going to." I said to the players that if we keep going the way we are, that we're going to lose, and they didn't change, and we lost. So yeah, that was my little summary reflection. Doug.
Well, just two words, isn't it? Andre Gray. What more could you say, mate? What a goal that was. Like,
can't stop watching.
Couple of touches, literally, little spin. Oh, beautiful.
I don't know about anyone else, right? But when Chair missed his chance, I was swearing at the TV. I was going, what are you doing? And then, like, just going, man, nearly missed the goal because I was, like, so annoyed. I had my hands in my head.
How bad was the commentary, though? That was the commentary was so dull. They barely reacted to it. It's just classic.
It's not what they didn't want us to score.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that? It was literally, they were, like, really pro-Derby.
They like it every game we play on Sky. It's always rare for us to get a good little bit of complimentary commentary. It just doesn't ever happen, does it? It's always the other team.
They love the other team, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about Gray for a while, aren't we? But that was a great goal and I can't stop watching it. But we've got to remember as well how good Willock's finish was. So calm and... But I mean, if Gray didn't score that goal, we'd all be talking the Willock goal, right? What finish that was. Austin, ball.
Yeah.
And may I just... Austin, that game, I think he did, you know, what he was there to do. I think Austin played brilliant.
What, like the 10 minutes after that goal, like the Willock goal, Austin turned into like a prime Pirlo. Just started spraying balls about all over the place.
Xavi Alonso.
What was that about? It's almost like he just loved playing against Derby. So, I mean, he was well up for it. Obviously, he was, excuse my language, but the shit owls me. Like, he loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does get some, doesn't he, from the opposition's fans. They seem to pick on him a bit, don't they?
Yeah, but he gives it back, doesn't he, though?
He got it at Huddersfield as well. They were booing him, and when he went off, he waved at them.
On Austin, he's really benefited from the other two strikers not being around. You know, you'd have thought that he'd be knackered, and I mean, he probably is, but he's made him a bit fitter, hasn't it? He scored a goal. I think he's played quite well in all the games as well. Like, he does what he, you know, he is what he is, isn't he? Like, he's not gonna be quick. He's like, what does my man say? He's picking potatoes because he's so slow. You know, he's, I don't really know what that means, but I guess it means he's really slow. But I think he works really hard and he just gets in amongst it. And if you give him, he has got that passing ability, hasn't he? Don't know where that's come from.
That's just like his experience now. Like he knows he's not going to be able to make the runs into the box constantly. He's got to drop deep and be that bit more of like a playmaker rather than a sole striker now.
Well, he's got Chair and Willock bobbing on past him, so it isn't essential that he's the furthest person forward all the time, which is great.
But I think he gets unfairly scrutinised, though, doesn't he? Because he doesn't run about all game. You know, but I think the beauty of having Charlie Austin in your team is that he's not going to sprint about 24-7, but he's there when it counts. He's got that experience. He's a poacher. You know, last night, he didn't score, but he knew exactly where to put that ball, and whether it be in the net or whether it be into the box, if he pops up once a game and provides some sort of assist or goal, I don't care. As long as he does something like that, you know, strikers in the league that people think are amazing that go games without goals, but because they run about all game, they're rated. But no, Charlie Austin is exactly what we needed for a long time, and having that shit else in the team is a much refreshing thing.
But it's still good to have another option like Gray coming off the bench and just giving us that, you know, extra bit of pace and extra bit, you know, because I think without one, we don't know, you know, Austin's got to play more minutes than he probably should. I don't know what everyone thinks, but it's this Dykes thing a bit odd. And what I mean by that is I don't know what I don't know what injury he's got. And Warburton keeps saying that he's still a good week or two away. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Does it not go back to when he had his foot in a cast?
We played the next week.
Yeah, but obviously it could be back to something back to that.
He might have had like one of those injections to get through the game. No, it was an international break. He might have needed some kind of like minor surgery or something to it.
It's just not gone into in much detail, has it? What it is that he's off with. With all the other injuries, we know.
The only other time the club's been a bit coy was in like the players, like it felt like Chair had COVID at the start of the season. They kind of kept it quiet. But when Senny had it, they didn't. So I don't know if it's something to do with that again or what.
I think the only reason I think Senny's got publicised is because the African media publicised it when he was on international duty. So I don't know. Again, a lot of people said that it's partly with Scotland to blame, calling him up when he was, and playing him constantly. But I don't know. It just seems strange that we all know that he's injured, but we don't know where he's injured, how he's injured.
I didn't know if it was just me that felt like it was a bit of it's been kept under wraps and maybe it's, well, I hope it isn't, but maybe there's more to it and it isn't just his ankle, which is what I guess everyone thinks it is. And it probably is, but I don't know. It feels a bit odd.
I mean, when Dykes is back, I know I don't know if any of you listened to Gray after the match yesterday when he come on with Willick at the end. And he said that, look, Charlie's done his bit by them to have been out. It's a struggle for each three of them to get in the team. They're all a big challenge. They're all fighting to get that spot. But when Dykes does come back, who would you play? Austin's been doing all right. Would you drop Austin, put Gray in? Because Gray's looked good when he's come on.
I think the thing is, what could benefit us is almost the African Cup of Nations with Chair going for a couple of weeks. It means we could play two up top and have Chrissy Willock sitting like floating behind two of them. So that could please the strikers for a couple of weeks as long as they're all fit.
Mm.
But it's a tricky one, isn't it? Like, just going off to you, like with Gray, like his goal, it was disallowed. What a finish that was as well.
Yeah.
Like, he just seems to have scored some crucial goals for us as well. Obviously, the winner against Cardiff, the winner last night. So it's not just he's scoring just goals that are meaningless. He's actually getting the crucial goals, which is like a big plus as well. And that'd be a big boost for his confidence.
But it's always a saying, isn't it? I've always thought as well, you don't need to drop a winning team, do you?
No.
You know what I mean? That team started both weeks now and we've won both weeks. Why would you drop a winning team? I mean, but you just bring Gray on again and bring Dykes on when he's back. You wouldn't, unless Austin hasn't got the legs.
I mean, it's difficult because, again, you don't want to change a winning team. Yeah, I agree with that. And Dykes would need to work his way in. But also, you don't want to run Austin down to the ground, do you? I don't know how many more minutes he might be fine. But he had a nice pack on his leg, didn't he, when he was celebrating? I don't know if anyone else saw that. But he's played a lot of minutes in the last couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Back to just be conditioning because he's getting old, isn't it?
Just needs to ice
his muscles rather than
everything we wanted last night happened. It couldn't have happened any better. I mean, taking 1,000 away to the Derby as well on a Monday night.
We love a 90th minute winner against Derby as well, don't we, boys?
That's brilliant.
That's mad, isn't it? How many is it now? It's like 4 or 5 in the last few years, isn't it?
Well, there was the Mackie one, wasn't there? Like the equaliser. And obviously there was a Mora one, the Bond one, and then the Grey one. So that's 4 and three fairly close together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's good. Another thing I thought of when we've reflected on Derby is Andre Dizel. I love him. I think he's my favourite player. I tweeted it yesterday. I just think he's just made that position his own now, hasn't he? I just love how simple he keeps. I've always said if he keeps it simple, he's going to be a great player. He doesn't move from about 50 yards, like in the middle of the pitch. He literally just doesn't move from the centre. You'll never see him anywhere other than the centre of the pitch. You'll never see him often out wide or too far forward or too far back. He's always just in that, in the centre, around the centre circle, isn't he? Just flicking balls through, no look passes here and there. And I just think that that is what someone like a Willock and a Chair and a Johansson need. Do you know what I mean? I think sometimes Dom Ball goes ball watching, or he gets dragged out by the ball, and he's just watching. He's not playing the game. He's more watching the ball.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You've got to be careful about Dom Ball, obviously, because Brad's the chairman of the Dom Ball Society. So,
wow. I mean, I said it a few weeks ago. I think it could be the end of Dom Ball, unfortunately.
He played today for the under 23s, didn't he?
Yeah. I think Dizelle's literally slotted into that midfield partnership with Stefan, and it's just seamless. Like, they just complement each other so well. Dizelle literally, he just makes it look simple. He doesn't ever seem to be busting a gut anywhere. He doesn't seem to be making like pointless runs. He always seems to be in the right position where he needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking about Johansson there and Dizelle, I just can't. We're saying Austin as well. How many minutes has he got in him left? For me, I don't know what people think, but looking at him, watching him at Huddersfield, I was there. He was brilliant. He was the best player on the park. But last night, he just looked tired. I don't know if anyone else seen that. He looked a bit tired. Is that the same? Has he got the minutes in him? Is he still lacking that fitness?
I agree.
I think the problem is like Derby had almost a midfield five, didn't they? After their goal, they literally just sat everyone back. And I think when you basically are a midfield two, it's hard to really influence the game. I think that's why a lot of our play was out wide, because there just wasn't the space for Johansson to get on the ball and really dominate the game. It's just a harder game. Whereas with Huddersfield, they wanted to play. I know they were quite defensive as well, but their system almost matched us up more. So there was a kind of similar pockets of space.
Yeah, I think Johansson, it's a good observation of Johansson. He's very hit and miss, isn't he, at the moment. Huddersfield, I thought he was unbelievable. That was the old Johansson from last season. And some, actually. I thought he was even better than that. He was just pinging balls. I just wonder whether we're asking him to do a slightly different job, as in Willock and Chair are just the main two forward. You get a striker as well. He has to be a bit more disciplined. I just think you get the best out of Johansson sometimes when he's got a bit more of a freer role and he can play in a number 10, or if you play two up top, in a different sort of role. I just feel like he's, I don't know, it's like a different Johansson. He's got armband. He's being a bit more disciplined. I'm not sure. And also, he hasn't been fit, has he, properly all season. He's getting there, but he's still a good player, isn't he?
He's unbelievable.
He looks scared to shoot, though. That's my problem.
He does, doesn't he? I noticed that as well. There was one opportunity. I think it was an offside, but he should have just pinged it round, didn't it? But no. But I'd still rather have him in the team. You know, we're blessed with centre midfielders, aren't we? Really?
Yeah, that's our strongest. Well, you'd say that, but our attacking is up there as well, isn't it? Chair and Willock. You name me any championship team that want them to in the squad. They're unbelievable.
It's the depth, though, isn't it? It's the depth of the centre midfield. You know, you've got Amos can come in, field, ball. You know, Chair can fill in at centre midfield as well if needed. But, if Willock or Chair were to be out, I think we'd feel it.
My biggest question I want to ask, right, it's been on my mind for ages, is that how is Albert Adoma going to get tired? Dog's a machine.
He is, isn't he?
I just don't get it. You think he's got 90 minutes in every week? The bloke's an absolute tank.
The thing is, though, he's playing for the club he supports. You know what I mean? Imagine if that was us, we'd always find that extra 10% of running, wouldn't we?
Definitely.
Because you know that you're already a fan's favourite because you're a fan yourself. So you know that you're gonna put that shift in. Even at 33, 34, he's probably thinking, I'm playing for the club I support. I'm going to literally, if I can't do anything else, I'm going to put a shift in.
Yeah.
It's good, really. And fair play to him. He's found his place in the team because, really, there's not a natural fit for him, was there, last year? And even in this formation, he doesn't fit anywhere. But he's made that right wing back his own again, really, hasn't he? I mean, I think we need another couple of fullbacks, but probably not to replace Adoma, just to add more depth and, give him a rest, because he's played a lot of minutes again, hasn't he? And that's the thing, isn't it? We run the risk of getting all these players injured.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what
it's difficult because we need those experienced players, and I think that's what him, Steph, and Charlie give us is a lot of experience. Like they almost like know just when to play the simple pass, when to just boot it. Do you know what I mean? They know how to just like slow the tempo down and literally just let us get back our formation, get back in. Like, it just seems that they're the free players who dictate what we do.
Ollie, what's your view on David, mate?
He's I can't help but love Adomo. I don't know how he is as lasting as long as he is, but yeah, you know, and every game, no matter what, he pulls out some sort of bit of tech and gets around someone. I love that about him, and I think he adds to the back four. I think the back four plays well under him. I think out of that back five, I think he's arguably, if you take Wallace out of the equation, he's one of the best leaders in that team for me, because you know everyone respects him. And yeah, I do think we could do with another right back, but that's a story for another conversation, isn't it? Because we've got three of them. But, yeah.
Well, I was having a chat with someone yesterday about, and I don't know if you all agree, and obviously please do disagree, but we haven't thrashed anyone this season. Like, and they were saying that Fulham and Bournemouth are thrashing people 3-4, 5-0, and we haven't really, have we? We haven't thrashed anybody, and we always sort of get there. When I was thinking about it, I thought, I don't even think we're in like fifth gear, even fourth. I still think we've got another gear to go up. I don't know what anyone else thinks.
The best I thought we had played recently is when we played it's Huddersfield. I thought we were so good against Huddersfield. The tempo that we had throughout that whole game was one of the best games I've seen us have this season. And I think, you know, if it weren't for Huddersfield being quite a decent team, I think if we played like the Blackpool and Peterborough like that, I think we could have smashed them. I just think when we play like that, it's such a rare thing, and we go against teams like Blackpool, and you know, 1 week we've got this mental tempo like against Huddersfield where we just constantly run up the pitch getting chance after chance, and the next we just look flat, and it tends to be against the lower teams in the league as well. I just think we need to find that consistency with tempo, and then I think we'll start seeing ourselves beat teams convincingly for once, because I don't think we have really convincingly beat a team this season properly.
But saying like another day, the Bristol City game, we could have won that 5-0.
Yeah,
I mean, like we lost it 2-1, but I literally, if we'd had our shoot boots on that game, we would have won it. We could have easily won it 4 or 5. That was probably like one of the most dominant performances we've given this season, and we still came away with nothing.
So yeah, but it's an interesting conversation we brought out there, Ben. But I think for me, it's irrelevant. I couldn't give a toss if we'd thresh someone or beat them 1-0. I don't care. We've scored a goal every game. I mean, that's a stat in itself. We're getting the points. We're third in the table. For me, I couldn't give a toss if we thrashed someone or beat them 1-0.
I'd be the Redknapp era when we went up all the playoffs. That season, we didn't get many.
But even if we stay in fourth gear and we are where we are, everyone will be buzzing up. Yeah, you say we've got another gear to go, but if we're playing the way we're playing, then I don't want the other gear. Just keep going, innit?
Yeah. I feel like we've shored up at the back as well, haven't we now? We've got a few clean sheets on the bounce. Like that side of the team seems to have like settled. Obviously, it's a bit of a worry now that Wallace could be out again. I haven't seen anything. Have you guys seen anything to say how bad his knocker was or anything, or if he has done his hamstring again or anything?
Well, Warburton said that he felt something, but it could be nothing, it could be something. Yeah. But I looked at his face when he was walking off, and it didn't look great. The players know, don't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, hopefully it's nothing, it isn't anything too serious, and we can get him back soon, because I think he has made a difference since he's been back, and I think that's why we've looked more solid at the back, and we haven't been conceding goals.
I'm a massive Lee Wallace fan, and when I was at Huddersfield, I sat quite front, near the front, and the amount of shouting that bloke does, and I said it to you boys after the game. I mean, he was shouting at Dickie, he was just shouting everywhere, but he wasn't shouting at them to do it. He was giving them advice. He was telling them, you know, like doing the old 4-4 pass. He was telling them, he's giving them advice. He's giving them his experience. And that's what we missed in that position. Like Raquel, I mean,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's what we missed. But I think Moses come on yesterday and he looked good again.
Moses. You never know what Moses is going to turn up. That's the problem with him. He can be really good and really effective. He's quick. And I like he has that Jamie Mackie about him. I do like it about him where he just flies in, right? He'll just fly in with it. Like, even though he's got no chance, it looks like he's got no chance of winning the header or the tackle. But I just think sometimes it's a bit erratic. You know, when you're a defender, because you're near the goal, it's all right when you're Mackie and you're quite far away and you miss it. Do you know what I mean? You make a foul or something. But when you do that and it can mean something, then you've just got to be a bit careful. But I thought he did all right, Brad. Yeah, I agree.
Hmm. Yeah. I do agree, consistent is a big thing, is a big problem, but
no, I was just saying about the gears, I just feel like we've got another gear. That was my main point. I just feel like we're third. We're you know, we're not, what are we off the top? 5, 6, 7 points. They play each other.
7 points of form, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, and we've been playing well, don't get me wrong, but I still just think we've got another gear to go up, actually. And I think that if we can find it, we can get Gray back, Dykes back, we get, you know, keep going with the momentum, they're not, yeah, sky's the limit, I think. I think it's still going to be a big ask to catch the top two, though, personally, at the moment.
I hope we do, because I cannot go through that stress of the playoffs. I mean, last time when we went 1-0 down to Wigan, I was just this ball of just pure, oh, no. Just get top two, I don't care how we do it, even if we spend 20 mil, just do it. I don't want playoffs. I really don't.
Well, that brings us on to the question of January. It's getting closer. Well, we haven't got many games, actually, when I looked at it. You think in December you've got tons of games. We've still got, was it 5 or 6? But
we've got Bournemouth still, haven't we?
Yeah, well, the fixes will start again, haven't they? But I saw that Warb saying that we're going to look to bring people in if we can. And for me, we have to. If we've got to take this opportunity now, and we've just got to go for it. And I don't mean spend ridiculous money, but we need to, the board need to stick by this team because there's something special there, aren't there?
I mean, watching, I don't want to go back to Derby again, but watching Derby, that Tom Lawrence would be half for signing.
His wages are extortionate, though. He's their highest paid player, isn't he? So,
oh, yeah.
I like their right back. What was he? Brian, is it? Brian? He's good.
The thing is, where do you think we need to strengthen in January? Where do you think we need to have cover or an extra body in to help us with the push to try and get automatics?
I think we lack that central attacking midfielder like Jerez de Iturat. I think if we were to add a central, a cam in the middle that's got a bit of creativity, a bit of a flair, someone like Tom Lawrence, or, you know, just an Eze figure, a Trap figure, even a young player that's got something to offer. Scott Twine would have been good when he was ready to leave. You know, I just think sometimes when we're in the middle, you've got Cheren Wilcox wins, you've got one of the strikers, and then you've kind of got this big gap, and it just needs filling, I think.
I do agree, but then I just think if we did bring a Tom Lawrence in that, so I don't know why we're using him, but just using him as an example, we did bring him in the mix and we put him in the midfield, then obviously it's Ann Johansson. It's a lot for Johansson to cover in it because that's a very attacking team. So we do need like a player like, which is box to box, but attacking at the same time, because we have, unless you play Field or Dizel, you'd have to drop someone, wouldn't you?
That's the problem. If you like to get someone like that, you need to go back to like almost like a 4-2-3-1. And I think at the minute the formation's working. So it's
there's no chance Warburton is getting rid of a 5 at the back, 3 at the back. Absolutely no chance. It's just like a 5-4, isn't it?
Like, it's one of those. Do we go out and get an experienced centre back just to help see out the games where it's been a bit like twitchy bum time? Do you know what I mean? Like, where, or is that something, do you think we need to, is that going to like stifle, say, like a Dickey, a Dunn, who, like, I think for me, like, Dunn's really come on. It's been the last month or two. He's literally just growing and growing. I think he's like one of our best centre backs now.
Huddersfield, he was unbelievable. Literally unbelievable.
So So it's one of those. Like obviously, Geordie's injury prone, so we need cover, don't we? But it's
we need cover in that centre back because we can't rely on Geordie. I like him. When he plays, he's effective. But you have a look at some of his stats. That like he only played 9 games last season. People forget that he was injured for half of last season. He hasn't played in the last sort of 6 or 7 games. I just think we need someone in there, like not a Phil Jagielka, but someone like that, Gary Cahill, like someone who's with a bit of experience that could just come in on games and just fill in, you know, and he can share his experience. But, you know, we saw what Austin did last January, you know, with Dykes and how Dykes came on with that experience. There's nothing wrong with, you know, bringing in someone like that. I mean, I don't know who. I haven't got any names, but I just think we do need cover in that centre back. And we, you know, Lee Wallace would have been someone who we could bring in centre back. But he's injured again now. Do you know what I mean? He would have probably been the backup centre back from now till January, with Geordie being out, and he can't play now because he's injured. So we are. If we get an injury, we're in a bit of trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, We linked with that lad in Scotland, didn't we? Suter.
I've seen that.
Brother of Stokes centre back who's out for the rest of the season.
There's no smoke about fire, mate. I think we'll be after someone, I think. I think we need...
He's not an experienced centre back, is he?
No.
Like,
no, I'm just saying, me personally, and it may be that we go for him and QPR want to go for someone, you know. If we don't go up this season, there's a good chance that Dickey... You know, chair. We're going to be losing a couple of players, so they might be contingency plan thinking next season if we don't go up. But we certainly need centre back cover. I think we need cover for. I don't even care if it's for a month, but we need cover for chair.
Yeah.
We haven't got anybody. I know we can play 2 strikers, but that's just a different way of playing. If we want to play this way, we need someone else. You can't. I just hoping it. You know, George Thomas. But I just don't know if he's up to that level of chair. So we just need to bring someone in.
You know, sat there, the contract ends at the end of the season, isn't it? Luke Freeman, bring him back.
Oh, I don't know, but that's like an ex-girlfriend, isn't it? Sometimes it's better left in the past, lads.
Yeah, but if you've had a few, mate, what then? what'd you do then?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know... If you're, I get what you're saying, experienced defender and all this, but for example, there, naming the Phil Jagielka is Gary Cahill. Jesus, our back four will be as slow as snail. You know what I mean? We've got no pace there at the centre half. We need a centre half with a bit of pace.
Beats Daniel young... and Ferdinand, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, possibly. I personally also think we need another striker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's Bond or if that's someone else, so just fit. What I'd like is like a nice little young. Let me finish. not a striker from the Premier League, quick one who just gets in behind, just something that offers us something completely different, like a bit raw. I'm not sure Bond can come back now, can he?
No.
Wow. Touching on that. I'm going to reread what he said, just so that we're aware of what he was saying.
I just don't understand it. As a professional athlete, I just don't get it. I mean, I can't put 2 and 2 together. I get that he's an Ipswich fan. I get all of that, but there's a bit of respect there.
Sorry. At the minute, I can't really say a lot, but I'll say it straight. I don't want them to recall me. I don't want to go back and be third or fourth choice, coming on for a few minutes when I'm thriving here. I was sitting on the bench, gaining weight, eating Jaffa cakes. Can't do that.
I mean,
that just sums him up, doesn't it? Attitude.
But I get it. I see it from the other perspective of a football fan as well. I get that he could be recalled at any time. I get that, that's there. But he's an Ipswich fan. He's doing well. He's scoring for him. He's playing. You know, he's doing all right for himself. But why? If that was you and you're getting called back to sit on the bench, you would be fuming, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? You want to play football week in, week out.
Like, we pay his wages. He's our player.
I get it. I get it, do you know what I mean? Sides, but I just don't understand the Jaffa Cake comment. There's no need for that. But I understand that he wants to stay at Ipswich. I get it. But just a strange thing.
I thought the draft kit comment was completely, I don't know why he did that. The first bit, I get it. I understand why he'd say that. I feel like it's slightly disrespectful, but I feel like he knew it was. He did it anyway because he wanted to stay there. You know, it's kind of like, well, they're going to be annoyed at me, but that will just, you know, that will encourage them to keep me here. He must know something as well. He must know more than what he's saying, i.e. that Ipswich wanted to stay there, want to buy him. There's a good chance he won't be coming back. I don't know, something.
He's probably said that for the club to say, isn't he? Look, let's just let him go. He doesn't want to come back. We can't have him back after that comment. Fans are not... Do you think fans would be all right with that?
It's one of those. I think people can take it either way, can't they? Like, you could either go, like you said, like, I agree, like, what he's saying, like, he's playing for the boyhood club, so he's, like, he's happy there. But, like, Ben, like, for, like, the past few weeks, you've been saying how much you think we should recall him, like, have you changed your stance on that now because of those comments, or?
Well, yes and no. No, because we need a goal scorer. We pay his wages, and if one of the strikers gets really injured from now till January, why would we go out and spend more money when we've got a £2 million striker scoring, 15, 20 goals in the league below? You know, it doesn't make sense. But it does show a bit of a lack of ambition from him, doesn't it? It annoyed me a little bit, like, if you're on form scoring goals, surely you just want to play at the highest level, like, and just play as high as you can, and he'll get his opportunity if he was to come back, but it just makes me think that he doesn't believe he's going to get that, he's going to score the goals I don't know, but
maybe he felt he never fitted in at the club, it just wasn't for him.
Yeah, possibly. I do think we need another striker though, that's not changed. Four strikers, I think it's fine to have four strikers. You play two up front.
Charlie Kelman, giving him a chance.
Yeah, there's a reason he hasn't been on the bench or played, because we're loaning him out, aren't they? Because once he plays for us again, he can't get loaned out. So there's a reason for that. We haven't had a striker on the bench. If we were going to keep him and play, we would have.
I thought he couldn't play for us again until January.
I don't know. But either way, if he plays for us again in January, what point? We can't loan him out.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was thinking about this today. Will we even lose chair to go to the African Cup? Because I've been reading a few things. Will it even be on with all this African variant, all this COVID? Will it still be going ahead? I read a thing today that they reckon it won't be going ahead because, you know, you've got all these new...
You look at African football, it has actually got a lot of money, has it? So to lose this would be absolutely disastrous for them.
Yeah, but the players won't be able to fight.
I think they'll do whatever they can to keep it going.
I think it's probably all this other variants come up because it's next month, isn't it? With Boxing Day, apparently we lose them.
Mm.
That's when they get called up.
It depends on it, because that's when the call up date is. But the Premier League clubs are trying to get it, so it's after that, because the first game's not for a couple of weeks.
No, but they get called up so after the Bournemouth game, whenever I don't even know if you can play in the Bournemouth game, they get called up on Boxing Day. So. Yeah, I don't know when.
Bournemouth games after Boxing Day, isn't it?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So I don't know what the agreement will be, but I just think we're in December tomorrow. I don't know. I think maybe it'll be all right. Do you know what I mean? We'll just miss it. But look, lads, I've got a quiz for us. You know, we all love a quiz, don't we? A 2021 QPR quiz.
Ollie have finished bottom of this.
Yeah, 100%.
His face already.
Brad, that's big words, man.
Right, 2021. This is a quiz on 2021. Three questions each. All right. See how many you get right. I mean, look, some might be easy, some might be hard, but we'll have a look. Who wants to go first then? Dunk?
Oh, just get mine out of the way.
All right, Ollie. What was the last... When was the last time we didn't score a goal in the league? Who did we play?
Oh, my God. That was in the league. Oh, Jesus.
Obviously, you know it was last season.
Last season, because it's been 31 games since we last went.
Is it
I have no idea. Barnsley?
No. Anyone else?
I think it was in March. But
I probably sounds about right. No?
It
was Huddersfield. 1-0. We lost 1-0 to Huddersfield and Derby at home. Do you remember in a row? I may not remember, but obviously you don't. So we've played 44 games in 2021. How many have we won? 25, 28, or 20?
Oh, Jesus, 25.
Yes. Well done, Ollie. He's on one.
A multiple choice saving me.
Who was our first win of 2021? Got to know that.
Oh, is the Swansea?
No. Anyone else?
Luton.
Luton, mate. Charlie lost his first game.
Oh, Jesus.
Do I get a point?
I don't know why I'm laughing, but you should see Ollie's face of people listening.
All right, Brad, you're up next, mate.
Go ahead, mate.
Which team have we beaten three times in 2021?
My mind's gone blank here. 2021. We've beaten them three times.
Yeah.
Three times.
So we must play them.
Well, I'm going to have to push you, mate.
I don't know, mate. My mind's gone.
Yes. Say a team.
Derby.
No. Luton.
Oh, no. It was because...
We beat him last day of the season, like, I don't know, 3 or 4-1 as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
You love the old Luton questions, mate.
Oh, it's just Luton, isn't it? top scorer in 2021.
I don't know why we do these quizzes.
You gave it a big old cojones, didn't you, a minute ago, Ollie?
I'm going to go... Chair. No, Dykes.
No. Dykes, no. We take Chair as your first top first.
Dykes.
Chair.
Yeah, Dykes. You got zero, Brad.
No, I said Dykes, didn't I?
You went Chair, Dykes. Is that a new player?
I did it with a bit of a Scouse accent. Chair, Dykes.
Dunk.
Yes,
really. Top...
You got Brad... none, mate. Ollie's winning 1-0.
Did Brad have three questions?
Two questions.
Three questions, mate. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I've got another question. Sorry. Yeah, I don't think you'll get this. We scored four. We've only scored four once this year. Who is it against?
Oh, I know it as well.
It's I think on it, yeah.
Don't give me none of that, Ollie. Put pressure on me.
TikTok.
I don't know, mate. I can't think.
Have a guess, then, mate.
Bournemouth.
No, Bournemouth. Ollie, who is it, mate?
See, I'm thinking pre-season, though.
Well, no. Why would you think that?
I don't know. I first to the bottom of my head was Man United, mate. Swansea.
Nah, that was Sheffield Wednesday. Beating 4-1.
Oh, yeah.
Bad times for you, Brad. 0 points, mate.
I'll take Doug, it the chin.
Who's our top assister, mate, of 2021?
Assists? Chair?
No.
Willock.
Willock.
Yeah, it's Willock. See, I would have got that. Mate. Why didn't I get that question?
Sorry about that, mate. What's our current away goal scoring? Hang on, I need to reword that. How many games have we scored continually away from home? How many games?
Is it multiple choice?
Yes. 10, 18, 20.
I see in my head, I had 19, so that's not helpful because it's going to be one of them two. I'm going to say 20.
No, 18.
I was answering Ollie's and Brad's questions.
Basically, you've only got one question out of eight so far. Jesus. Right. So how many wins in 2021?
Is multiple choice or?
Yes. 14, 16 or 18? How many wins have we had in 2021?
18.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Didn't get no points.
Sorry, no. I need to completely reword that question.
What?
I missed out a word. Let me
was start the answer
again.
18 or not?
No. How many home wins in 2021?
What are you doing,
How many
man?
Home wins? How many home wins?
I don't think it's just... I'll have to say 14.
13 or 14.
Hang on. 14.
Yes.
Yay!
So what's that? Right. One each.
Oh, well done, lads.
Terrible.
We'd be rubbish in a QPR pub quiz.
Absolutely terrible. I don't even want to do a tiebreaker, really.
Oh, go on. Let's see who's the worst. Let's see which one of us is the worst.
No. Brad's got that. Right, lads. Stoke. What are we thinking?
Easy win.
Oh, no chance. Oh. I don't think it's an easy win.
No. I think we'll beat them. I don't rate them as much as other people do. You know, if we go out there and play with the tempo again, you know, we can beat them. You know, haven't they lost two of the last three games? Am I right?
They lost
to Blackburn, lost to Bristol City. They've had a player sent off in the last two games as well. Two players sent off.
That worries me because that makes me think they're going to turn it on against us. They've had their little blip and then they'll turn it around against us. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to say that we're going to do what Ben is worried we haven't done all season. I think we could turn them over. I reckon we're going to win 4-1.
Jesus. I think we're going to go 1-0 down and it'll be 1-0.
We need a penalty. We have to get one at some points. We haven't had one in 2021. I should have done that, shouldn't I? As a question.
I reckon we would have got it wrong, though, wouldn't we, to be fair?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Does anyone know our last penalty? Who scored it?
Dykes.
No. Not in pre-season, Ollie.
Amos.
No. Amos.
Yeah, I was thinking of the penalty shootout.
He scored a penalty, didn't he, in the other 23 today?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Bright against Norwich.
Oh, yeah. And he missed the sitter.
Yeah. I'm going to go 2-1. I reckon Andre Gray is going to bag a double. Don't know why.
Ooh.
I reckon he'll start.
No, I don't think he'll drop a win. He won't drop a winning team. He'll play that same team.
A 2-0.
It depends on it. Like, as long as like Austin's like fitness is still there, like Gray's obviously coming back from an injury, so his fitness might not be ready for 90 minutes. So do what we did against Derby, let Austin do like 60 minutes and then bring Gray on last 30 to try and blitz it.
We're not playing till Sunday, though, you've got to remember. Good break. Yeah. 5 days, that is. I reckon Austin will be playing, mate. 100%.
It'll be Moses in at left, won't it? The normal four. And then it'll just be the same, won't it, I think? Like you say, Brad, you don't want to change a winning team. I just wonder whether Austin can...
But you'll have to change your answer there then, because you just said Gray's going to bag two.
No, I reckon he'll start, mate.
And we've got to change. We've potentially got to change the winning team anyway because Wallace is out injured. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go 2-1. What are you going, Doug?
4-1. So I said I'm being confident. I think we're going to smash
Ollie, what
him.
You going, mate?
2-0. QPR.
Brad,
I'm
going
to go. I've said 1-0.
But can we just have a little quick shout out from to Warburton? Potentially going to be up for manager of the month after, what was it, 5 wins and a draw now?
Mm-hmm.
Unbeaten in November. We've been on a really good run recently. So is that like, do you think Warburton's just found it the formation that's worked now? Like, it's like got his players back, got his like groove back. Mm-hmm. We were stuttering a little bit. What do you boys think on Warburton at the minute?
I think he's done a great job. I think he, I can't fault him at the moment, really. He's the mistakes that he was making, or not mistakes, but some of the decisions he was making at the start of the season, he doesn't feel like he's making at the moment. And I just feel like he's helped with Chair and Willock being on form, because them two are just incredible. Like yesterday, they were just showboating half the time. Do you know what I mean? And when you've got them two players going forward, I think we always look like we're going to score. You know, Dunn's come in and done a great job, hasn't he? Albert's come in and done a good job. I think some of the players that have come in have really made the injury issue not an issue.
But look, I mean, the two games we've just played, he's brought two players on and they've won the game for us. You know, he brought Amos on at Huddersfield. He won for us. He brought Gray on last night. And so that's two decisions he's made right again. And he's done that for multiple times of the season now, where he's done the right decision. For me, I think he's been brilliant, isn't he? You can't knock him. Like I say, third in the table, and we just got to ride that wave while we can.
I was just going back to this time last year, we were like struggling, weren't we? Like Christmas time was awful. Didn't pick up any points at all, really, in December.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, hopefully we can keep this run going, go into the new year, like on the tails of Fulham and Bournemouth. Something really to push on to for the January.
I've seen as well, I've got to mention it before, Barbate's contract's up at the end of the season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that? We've got to extend it, surely.
Oh, I mean, yeah, 100%.
I think he seems like he's somebody who might want to go somewhere like else. I don't know why. I don't, like France, go back to France or something. I don't know.
No chance. He looks like he loves it there. By the body language, I don't understand why we haven't already offered him something.
I guess it depends. Yeah, I mean, there's some decisions that need to be made just in general, isn't there? With a lot of players, even in January, what do we do with like KK and George Thomas? Like, George Thomas needs to be loaned out for me. Like, if there is a player in there, he needs to be playing every week. But I get that you need those squad players, don't you? That sit on the bench and but I just. Yeah. What do we do with them?
Tough, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right, lads, we'll leave it there. What a last week or two for us. We've just got to make sure that we, this guy Hoodoo is, seems to have disappeared.
Don't finish that sentence.
Jinxed it, no. Yeah.
Just starting to believe a little bit. Well, Hoylett's got the better of Buxton. Puts it into an area. Keogh, Zamora! Unbelievable! From the very brink of elimination, Bobby Zamora has surely scored another playoff winner.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.